Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank you.
Good afternoon again, and thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the selections in the first hour, and that you will also enjoy what's coming up. The last couple of tracks from the previous session, you obviously have got the impression that I'm somewhat nostalgic. And most certainly, I do remember very well that Stan Getz appearance at the Glasgow Jazz Festival, as I did the previous track that we just heard, the Stan Tracy Big Band. That was a result of a festival given in Appleby in July, 29th of July 2006. And somewhere in the brief applause you heard were my pair of hands. The track was called Festival Junction, and the makeup of the band was Henry Lowther, Mark Armstrong, Nathan Bray, Guy Barker on trumpets, Mark Nightingale, Adrian Fry, Andy Wood, Alan Barnes, Simon Allen, Mornington Lockett in the reeds section, Stan Tracy, piano conductor, and I believe arranger for that piece, with Andrew Kleindert on bass and Clark Tracy, of course, on drums. And I'll look out for some more nostalgic appearances with my applause in some future programmes. I included in the first section, and there will be another one following, two other tenor players. The next track is by Coleman Hawkins, although it's not a well-known session. It appeared on the Crown label, a budget subsidiary of the American Modern Records label, and that's much more better known for scores and scores of rhythm and blues releases. The track is called, or the tune is called Almost Dawn, and I'll give you the personnel once we've heard the music.
that selection from one of Hawkins' lesser-known recording dates was called Almost Dawn. And in fact, it was a Coleman Hawkins composition. His accompanying musicians were Thad Jones on trumpet, Hawkins, of course, on tenor, Eddie Costa, piano, and he also played vibes on some of the other tracks on the session. And the bass player was George Duvivier with Ozzie Johnson drums, recorded sometime in 1960. This is Mike Coates presenting the 2 hours of Swing Time today. My colleague John Yule being detained and taking care of business on some domestic matters. But I hope he'll be back in the very near future. The next tenor player represents another stalwart from the hard bop period, a contemporary of Horace Silver's, of course. This is Stanley Turrentine, although for some reason his brother Tommy, usually the trumpet player on many of Stanley's performances, does not appear. Here they have a track which is called Stanley's Tune, so Stanley should know quite a lot about this. A Blue Note recording, as you would expect, from around 1962. Here is Stanley's Tune.
Thank you.
Stanley Turrentine there with the kind of sound that carried him through the 70s and the 80s. Change of instruments now. Two guitars. George Van Epps and Howard Alden. They played the composition by Hammers and Kern, All the Things You Are. The other musicians on the track are Dave Stone on bass with Jake Hanna drums. It was recorded in Hollywood 11th or 12th of June 1991. All the Things You Are. Thank you. some mellow sounds there. Time for this week's gig guide, although I am not going to overburden you with information. As my colleague John Ewell often says at this point, I cannot find any information concerning Cubana's entertainment on Wednesday. Nor do Sheffield Jazz have a presentation this week either. Lescar Jazz are up and functioning, and I have been advised that the group will be featuring some free jazz. But unfortunately, the phone disintegrated when he came to tell me the group appearing. But definitely, there is jazz at Lescar Jazz on Wednesday. Two well-known records for my classic tracks for the second hour. Various explanations have been given why Jerry Mulligan launched his pianoless group in 1952. But whatever the reason, it was the start of a very successful part of jazz history, with Mulligan over the years contributing a great deal to our music. The records themselves also enabling the a record label to start a successful business, and that, of course, was Pacific Jazz. I don't think these two tracks need a great deal of introduction, but you will hear Chet Baker on trumpet, Jerry Mulligan baritone, Bob Whitlock bass, with Chico Hamilton at the drums. The date of recording was the 16th of August 1952. Should have heard Burnish tune, but Gremlins dictated that that wasn't to be and gave us Line for Lions. It was followed by Walking Shoes, both iconic tracks which brought a new dimension to West Coast jazz. And really, it opened up a tremendous amount of pleasurable jazz listening, which was certainly contributed both by Jerry Mulligan and Chet Baker. Well, we heard one jazz diva, Sarah Vaughan, in hour one. Here is another, Billie Holiday. I have chosen a performance which is not just an audio part of jazz, but it's part of a television programme, which if you get the chance, if you've not seen it, to have a viewing, it really is something quite out of the ordinary. It first was found, it's a television show, it was first found out in May 1957, and the name of the programme is The Sound of Jazz, not all by Billie Holiday, but including people like Mal Waldron and Count Basie, Henry Red Allen and Jimmy Giuffre. It really is something outstanding. And if you get the opportunity, if you've not seen it, really, it's worth sitting down with a cup of tea for. I've chosen the Billie Holiday selection, which is Billie Holiday with the Mel Walls and All-Stars, with Billie on the vocal, of course, and certainly All-Stars describing exactly the group behind her. They are Lester Young, Coleman Hawkins and Ben Webster on tenor sax. We've certainly been having a tenor sax day today on Swing Time. Doc Cheatham, trumpet. Vic Dickinson, trombone. Mal Waldron, piano. Denny Barker on guitar, a veteran from New Orleans. Jim Atlas on bass and Joe Jones, drums. And one of Billy's most excellent tracks, Fine and Mellow.
My man don't love me, treats me all so mean. My man, treats me awful mean. He's the lowest man that I've ever seen. We'll be right back. love will make you drink and gamble, make you stay out all night long. Love will make you drink and gamble, make you stay out all night long. Love will make you do things that you know is wrong. If you treat me right, baby, I'll stay home every day. Just treat me right, baby, I'll stay home night and day. But you're so mean to me, baby, I know you're gonna drive me away. Love is just like a faucet, it turns off and on. Love is like a faucet, it turns off and on. Sometimes when you think it's on, baby, it has turned off and gone.
Well, time has caught up with us again, and I am obliged to call a close to today's programme. Mike Coates here. Thank you for listening, and I do hope that you enjoyed my selections. I'm not sure if friend John Yule will be back on duty next week, but I certainly will be back at 1 p.m, and that it will be possible for you to tune in once more. Remember, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. To underline the excellence of the TV programme that I've just mentioned and played a track from, we'll go out with a rather unusual pairing, that of Jimmy Giuffre and Pee Wee Russell playing clarinets. The remainder of the lineup is Danny Barker on guitar with Joe Jones on drums. And again, I would commend, if you've not seen it, an opportunity to look at this excellent programme. This is simply called Blues.